So it was approved by, got approval from the superiors of the FI, and then we ended up applying for six licenses. And out of those six, we've been granted four construction permits, which means four stations in the same position as New Bedford, where we've got permission to construct the station. And we've got two construction permits which are pending, and we're very likely to win both of them. So we applied for six stations, and it looks like we're going to get a clean sweep of all six, which is incredible. So thanks be to God. One of the stations is in Illinois, and so we're going to be reaching out as far as Illinois at the moment, and we plan to go further out west, right to California as well, and hopefully we can build this network of stations called the Franciscan Road, which covers the whole of the United States. So you've probably already heard that the one of the big reasons that makes these radio stations possible is that EWTN supplies a free feed via satellite. So you can set up your satellite dish at your radio station site, and then you can broadcast the EWTN programming. And that's really what's opened up the possibility for all these stations to happen. So we're very grateful to EWTN for making that possible, and for this Catholic radio to take off in such a way that it has. Also, we've been very grateful for the support we've received from the Catholic Radio Association, and Steve Godoshik is going to speak after me about his work with the association. And we just had incredible support from them, and we couldn't have done it without them. So we're very grateful to the Catholic Radio Association for all the stations that we've got and the others that will come in the future. We're also looking at partnerships with other radio stations. One in particular is the Station of the Cross in Buffalo, New York. Jim Wright was a friend of ours we met several years ago, and we're in close contact with him. The station that I'm working on in Maine, New York, which is near Binghamton, is at about 4 hours away from Buffalo. And so some of the local content that they produce in Buffalo at the Station of the Cross would be much more, you know, people in Maine could relate to that much easier than the stuff that's coming through EWTN. So we're looking at a partnership with Station of the Cross and becoming an affiliate of theirs and using their local program to supplement the EWTN program that we'll get. We're also picking up, and New Bedford is doing this as well with their station, they'll be picking up a dual satellite feed, so they'll have EWTN radio and also Ave Maria radio, and they can chop and choose whatever they choose to put on between the two. So we're going to have three, and then we hope to get to develop a closer working relationship with the Station of the Cross and use them as an affiliate as well. So most of the stations we've applied for are located near our friaries. There are a couple of exceptions, and I've got a list, I'll go through it, but most often. So these are the construction permits we've been granted up to date. Of course, New Bedford's the first one. And Owego, New York, which is where I'm working at. And I'm doing exactly the same as Friar John in New Bedford, except I'm following behind him, so I have hindsight to see the way to do it and learn from, not from his mistakes, but learn from the knowledge that he's gaining from doing this. So with our station in New York, we plan to start our capital campaign on the 1st of January. We're still finalising our tower site. We have to put in a modification to the FCC for the construction permit. And so we're going to launch our capital campaign on the 1st of January. We're going to have a two-month capital campaign. And then we're going to hope to go to air on the 4th of April next year, which is Easter Sunday. So that's our projection for the station in New York. If everything goes well, we can easily do it. Stockbridge, Massachusetts, a good friend of ours, of Dave's and now of ours, Vinnie Flynn, applied for the station in Stockbridge, Massachusetts through Mercy Song. And we've been granted the construction permit for Stockbridge. And it's a really nice little station, covers the whole of Stockbridge. So we hope to be able to work with the Shrine, the National Shrine of Divine Mercy up there, and to get their Divine Mercy chaplet and other things that happen at the Shrine broadcast on that channel when we get that one going. The last one is the Bloomington, Indiana. And the Friars down in Indiana are well on the way to working, getting their station up and running as well. I think they're still trying to expand their station to get maximum coverage. So they're still working on getting the maximum coverage they can. But they have the finances to build the station down there. They're just waiting to finalise the permit. So they're the four stations we've got. We've got two more pending. And the Pawcatuck one is interesting because that's the Kaffrari Ryam. That was initially the first one we applied for. It was the very first one. And then the others came after that. And we ended up going to lose the construction permit or the permit to build that one because there's a university that put in a superior application to ours. And they're not even in the state. Like, anyway, I was really annoyed about the whole situation. And it was killing me, you know, and I'm praying to God, and I'm saying, listen, this is ridiculous, you know. I know that you want Catholic radio. I know that you want this station, so why are they going to beat us? Anyway, eventually I just gave up, you know. My prayers didn't seem to be answered. And then some friends of ours had also applied for the station. This is in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, which is really just near the Friary. They emailed me one day and said that, they said, we don't think we can go through with this, you know, so what we want to do is we're the projected winners for the permit, so we'll transfer it into the Friar's name once it's granted. So it was like, God answers prayers, but not in the way you expect. So we will win that construction permit. And then we have another one in Antioch, Illinois, which is in a huge mess of, I think there's about 12 applications in a group, and it's a big mess, but we still think we might win that one. So six applications and six permits is incredible. So here's our Radio Road overview, and you can see it's a little bit for the people far away anyway. We've got stars on the places where we've got the construction permits or we're going to get them, and you can see that we're going to cover the rest of America and spread right across America. So that's the overview of where we are with our radio stations. Is that my last slide? Okay. So Radio Core Maria is the model site, and it's the first permit we got granted, and really we're modelling the other stations on what they do here with this Radio Core Maria in New Bedford. Like I said, I'm following behind Friar John far enough to learn, and hopefully every time we do one of these stations, it's going to get easier and easier as we go along. So I'm working in Maine, New York. And our radio station is called Holy Virgin Mary Radio. And like I said, we should be on the air by April the 4th if everything goes well, Easter Sunday. And a Catholic radio station is incredible potential for spreading the faith. The more I work with Catholic radio and I hear stories from people involved in Catholic radio, the more it's just unbelievable what Catholic radio does and how it affects people, communities. A Catholic radio station in a community changes the whole community. It's incredible. At Maine, New York, we've got a very small group on the fundraising committee. We've got, at the moment we've got seven, but we initially had five people on the fundraising committee. And out of those five, two of the people knew people who had conversions directly through Catholic radio. One of them was from listening to Father Carapi. Another one was listening to another program on EWTN. But just and the stories of conversions through Catholic radio everywhere. And I'm sure that I know that Steve's going to talk more about that. So I'm not going to take from that. But the bottom line in all of this is that Catholic radio saves souls, and that's it. There's nothing more important. There's nothing more that we can do than to save souls. So. I just thank everybody here for helping with our station, and we know that this is the goal, to save souls, and we're all working together in this. And listening, this is going to be the most exciting thing to happen in New Bedford for very, very many years. It's going to be an incredible opportunity for the Catholic faith in New Bedford and to spread. I'm sure that this is not going to be the last station in New Bedford, and there's always going to be opportunities for expanding. So once we get this station up and running, we just look to the future and hope that we can get even more stations and cover into Fall River and then down on the Cape. And there are opportunities opening up for that. So thank you. I think that's my last slide. God bless you. Thank you very much.